some.
In this week's parsha, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu, after 3 months, they put him on the basket, and Bas Paroi came along and pulled him out, and she tried to feed him. The Gemara says, "Vatayma achaisel Bas Paroi." The sister Miriam said to Bas Paroi, "Ha'elech v'karasi lecha ishi minekes min evriyos." Should I go and bring a Yiddish woman to feed the baby? So the Gemara, "Maishno min evriyos." Why dafke from the evriyos? Melamed says the Gemara, "Sheichziru l'moisha al kol ha-mitzriyos." Bas Paroi took all the maidservants or whoever was around there, and she tried to feed Moshe Rabbeinu, and he wouldn't take. V'lo yonak. He wouldn't suck from anybody. So Miriam stepped forward and said, "I'll bring you a Yiddish mama." Oma. Pesha osid l'dabe mashchina. The mouth that is in future going to speak to the Rebbeinu Shleim, the Shechina, Yonak Dova Tomei, he should suck something which is Tomei. Rashi is Mechadish here, Muridik in the Kuda. Dova Tomei, what's the Dova Tomei? The Chela of Aim, the milk of the mother is not Dova Tomei. Or behayoyis, since zusha achilosa dvorim tameim, hayoyis that the mitzrius eats dvorim tameim, va'atinoik toyem b'chelba, and the tinoik tastes in the milk kol masha toychal, anything that she eats. That means in the mother's milk lies everything that the mother ever took into her mouth. Imel is a dover tamei. And the Dove Tomeis, also, Persia, also the Dabe Mashchina, the mouth that's going to in future speak with the Shechina, can't really be Yonek a Dove Tomei. The emphasis is Aloch in Shulchan Aruch. Umikol mokim, says the Ramah, lo yaniku tinoik min ha-mitzris. A baby shouldn't feed from a mitzris im efshu b'Yisrael, if it's shayach with the Yisrael. Even though al pi alochim might be muta, the cholav avedis kechovim, the cholav of a goy, is metamtem ha-lev, it's metamtem the heart, it stops up the heart, umoylid lo tevara. And it causes him to have a bad teva. This he brings down from the Ran, b'shem Arashbo. It brings in him bad midas. His character turns bad. Moilid lo teva ra. That means it could be you were born a nice guy. But if you eat avedis kechovim, even though it might be mutter, the tamtan alev, it stops up the heart. Umoylid lo tevara, it causes him to have a bad character. There's a Muridika Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan brings down. וכן התינוק, זה אומר דיקלושן, בעצמוי, לא יניחו לו לאכול דבורם אסורים. You shouldn't let a child eat דבורם אסורים. כי כל זה מטמטם הלב, all this stops up the heart, ומזיק לו בגדלוסו, and it causes damage when he grows up. שיוסו מדרך התורה חס ושלום, that he will go away from the דרך התורה. Not only is it also if he eats something which is also in the Torah, and I feel the Rabbonon that al pi Rabbonon the halacha is that a father is not mechuyav to be mafrish al pi halacha a kid from eating something which is issa the Rabbonon, or it could be else issa, there's no issa, but mitam tintu malev, he should be mafrish. This is the Aruch HaShulchan. Then he says, "V'chol zeh bodek u'menusa." This has been tested and it's proven. Because of echad ma'agdolim, shelefi shebizmanenu. Since in our days, Aruch HaShulchan lived what 80 years ago, 100 years ago. Ein nizharim kol zeh. Since most today, most people are not nizah in this issa. Roiv habonim yitzin the parabus ra. Most children that grow up go off the way. The hein hein azay ponim, they're the muchtsofim of the doir. The ein yiras Hashem negas belibon, and Yerushalayim bechlal doesn't touch them, doesn't affect them. Ukushim echichim moisam, when you tell them off, ein no makablim musa. They're not makabel musa. Sounds very. Pretty much negir la yoim. Echad ma'agdolim shelefi shebizmanenu. You want to know the reason why bochrim or yoytze l'tarbus ro or bochrim neiris Hashem is not negas b'lim, doesn't touch them, it means nothing to them, they don't understand what it's all about. Ukeshem echichem oisom. When you give them teichocha, ain't no makablim musa. What they call, they give you attitude. You want to know why? Zokta, because of timtum alev. Timtum alev, they were not mak with them when they were younger. Whether it's their fault or it's not their fault. But even in front of the Rabbonon, it was meile tevara, it caused a different character than he was born with. The character of a teva ra, bad character, on its matamta in the left, stops up the heart. When you tell them off, they're not makabel musa. They don't. It doesn't interest them. Yerushamayim. Roiv habonim yitzim l'tar abusara. This is Aruch HaShulchan wrote this 100 years ago, a bit more than 100 years ago. We walk around that there's such a thing as real life, and there's such a thing as teridika life, ruchnias. And subconsciously, or some of us consciously, think that what you see in front of us is real, that's a metzias. And something that's spiritual, they say about it, they talk about it in the Svarim, but it's not real. Shulchan Aruch says, to Mefurash HaPosuk, Atayim Olei HaChosek, that the Metzias of eating not kosher, or even if it's Yeh kosher, it's Meiled Tevara, that it causes the character of a person to change. It causes the midas to change. It's metamtem liba is a metzias. It's a metzias. It's as much metzias as putting on a light. We don't see it. We don't understand what timtum halev means. Timtum halev means is fashtoptakot. Fashtoptakot means that he doesn't have the head for Torah. Torah can't go in. Because there's a timtum, there's a stoppage. Meidelei Tevara means it changes his characteristics. He changes his character. He suddenly has bad midas. It's a metzias. As much metzias as we know what is metzias, this is a metzias. It's a fact. The Gemara Megillah. And this Gemara may answer a lot of questions that we have. The Gemara asked the Kasha. Shal Rebbe is of Yeshua ben Korcha. Rebbe asked of Yeshua ben Korcha. Bama harachta yomim. Bama harachta yomim. What did you have arichas yomim for? Shain goes backwards and forwards. Tell me. Didn't want to tell him. Toirahi. Oma lemi yomai lo nistakalti bedmus odom rosha. I never looked at the Adam Rosha in his face. Never looked at the Adam Rosha. The famous Maisa with the Chazon Ish, when Ben Gurion came to meet the Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish took off his glasses. The Chazon Ish without his glasses couldn't see. Also the Stakel but the Adam Rosha. The Omer Rabbi Yechanan, also the Adam li Stakel b'tzelim d'mus Adam Rosha. Yechon says it's also to look at a person to tell him the form of Adam Rosha. Says the Marshal. Everybody's person, everybody's mara is an expression, or it's a mirror of whether he's a tzaddik or a rosha. Lefi his mitzvahs or lefi his averas, that is be'etzem what shines out on his face. I want to read you out a loshen the Beli brings down in the sefer. He says a meridik loshen. He said, I'll give you a marshal. If the sun comes through the window, you're going to turn around and say that the windows are shining? No. The sun's coming through the window. There's a sun over there. It comes through the window because you can see through the window. But you can't come along and say the windows are shining. Koyach hari'iyah, seeing something, you can't turn around and say that my eyes can see. Because there is no pshat in what eyes can see. Eyes are like windows. There's no koyach hariyah, it's a koyach haruchni, which is lying in the brain, which the picture goes into the brain, and you see it through the fleshe ge'egen, you see it through some piece of flesh that's called the eye. But turn around and say that the eye sees, the eye doesn't see. There's a picture that goes into the brain that the brain sees. Sukta, every picture that a person sees,
it's not pshat, he's looking like through a window. It's implanted in his brain. It's implanted in his brain. His brain is the neshama. It goes through this piece of flesh that's called eyes. But be'etzem, you're hitting a ruchnistika thing. There's no pshat in how eyes work. Nobody can really understand. They can tell you how, when, what. But when you say that over, it's a ruchnistika koyach. Eye seeing is a ruchnistika koyach. It's something that's implanted in the brain and reflects back out through the eye. When a person sees a Dovah Tomei, Adam Rosha, you're implanting in his brain a Koyach Hatum. See, she's a Zay. V'zeh tam asha omru chazal istakel b'nei Adam Rosha, v'ein zeh midas chasidus. It's not midas chasidus, ele isu mamish. V'adom sho'oiva al Dovah zeh, somebody's oiva on this nekuda of seeing Adam Rosha. Now, Adam Rosha doesn't have to dafke mean. It can be an Adam Tommy. It can be a basketball player hanging up on the wall. Adam Tommy. Ha Adam Shoev al Dover Zeh Yira Achakach. He'll see after looking at the Dover Tommy. Shiavru b'moicha. He'll go through his mind. Machshove is nus ve'hirim ruim. He'll have terrible machshavas of znus. He'll have terrible hihurim. V'yitam la'al nafsha, and he'll wonder, what happened to him? Meheichem bole machshava ra'kazu. What happened? What did he do so bad that he has these machshavas? What we call flashbacks. Uma ha'ayla shibole kehiru taiva kazu. How come such a hero of a taiva came to him? She'en lo shaykh l'zeh klal, be'etzim yaz no shaykh l'zeh. Sich b'nai yeshiva b'ocha, sitting in yeshiva most of the time. Avala inyin hu, says Rebellia, ki nidvak by ruach ha'tumma shal ha'rosha she'estakil olof. The tumma was nidvak, got stuck to him. Through looking at that rosha, that, it stuck to his brain. Part of the his hashpo has now ingrained on your mind. His koyach hatuma now has an effect on your machshava. The Gemara says Yochanan Kohen Gadol was 80 years a Kohen Gadol. 80 years he went in, that means 80 times he went into the Kodesh Kadoshim and he came out alive. In the second Beis HaMikdash, every year the Kohen died. Yochanan Kohen Gadol did it for 80 years. And Sof Yomov, he became a Tzduki. It's pshat. And the Mefarshim say that because of his man of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the tzedukim was so strong that the avir, the air became tomei. The air became tomei, so we say, we believe that if you walk into a filthy place, so there's all kinds of bugs around, so it's not healthy. You'll pick up germs. In tuma and tahara, in ruchnis, it's also a metzius. And that's our big mistake. It's also a metzius. The metzius is you will pick up the vibes, you will pick up the bugs, you will pick up all the germs of tuma, and it has an effect on you. The Gemara says, if I have two shtei drachim lefani, I have two ways of going down the street, and you went through a mocking which was preachers. Afilo oitzum einov, even if you close your eyes, says the Gemara, nikre rosha, you call the rosha. The kashya is if you close your eyes, you're not seeing anything. But your tzelem elokim, your ponim sees it. Yeah, your eyes don't see it. But the tzelem elokim that's on your face saw a dovah tomei. If you could have avoided it, nikre rosha. That's why by Noach it says, when he went to cover Noach, when he was lying there on the floor, so the pasuk tells us that he moved back, the kids, Shem and Yofes, went backwards. What did they go backwards for? Go forward and close your eyes. Teretz says the ponim zolnish, then the ponim shouldn't see, because it has an effect on you. But it's not an effect that we think, oh, this is something ruchnish, me it doesn't affect, I'm insensitive to it. It has an effect. Where you are, where you go, what you see has an effect. It's stronger than any germ that you can have. To Metzius, in the same way as the Metzius is, that you moile tevara by what you eat, because you are who you are because of what you eat. And the Goyin writes that one of the reasons why certain behemoths and oifers are treif, and we don't eat them, is because they've got certain middas, that if you eat their meat, it will affect you in your middas. Therefore, that's why the Torah asked certain behemoths and certain oifers. And even if midrabbanan it's mutter, halacha, who steht in Shulchan Aruch? Says the Rashba, yeah, you're right, of a timtum alev. Moilid tevara, it causes a different character of you. That happens. That you can't get away with. You become a different person. You're a changed person. People want to know, what's pshat, my machshava? I'm sitting and learning. My machshavas are flying. Flying! I've got no control over it, and I'm sitting and learning. Where were you Motzei Shabbos? Where were you Thursday night? What bus did you take? Just the bus alone. If it's a Haredi bus or not a Haredi bus, how much difference can it make? I was just on the way to the Kaisel and I stopped off on the way. The tefillah will never be the same tefillah. Adam Nikra, Adam Rasha. If you could go one way and you went the other way, Adam Rasha. You call them Adam Rasha. That's how you go to the Kaisel. Or that's how you come back from the Kaisel. I stopped off. I'm not going to the Isurim from the Arayas, Shaboy. I'm going into what it does to you. Why on a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night? Machshavas, and Chas Hashem, even worse than that, can affect the Gvoch, and the Gvoch wants to know what's going on over here. Because it's Meilid. The Adam Rasha that you looked at is Meilid Taivas in your brain that you never even thought of. Mistakil by Adam Rasha, that Adam Rasha has an effect on you that will make your mind think along the lines of what the Rasha is. Because whatever you see is engraved in the brain. The brain is the koyach aruchni, that's the neshama of a person. The Gemara says, "Arba'ed yaitus ein lehem chilik leilam habo." There were four Hadiotis, not Gimel Malochim, Aboy Hadiotis
is Bilom, Doyeg, Achitofel, and Gehazi Rashi brings down Acha.
Now
we're not talking about Hadiotis, stam regular people. Achitofel was a Rosh person. Acha was Remeya's Rebbe. Acha was a Misha ben Avuya who b'shas by his bris the G'dayli Yerushalayim. Hanoim were there and he started speaking and learning, and the fire came down and surrounded them, and the father turned around and said, if that's the Koyach HaTorah, if my son lives, I'll be perishing for Torah. And Acha, Elisha ben Avuya, was from the G'dayli Yisrael who nichnas leparadus. Nichnas leparadus means that he had an aliyas neshama, whatever that means. He saw him as up giluim, unbelievable giluim. And yet on Yom Kippur he was riding Machira Kodesh HaKadoshim. He was riding a horse on Yom Kippur, Machira Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yom Kippur Shechol Bei B'Shabbos. What happened? So there's a lot of different members in the Gemara. There's a lot of different members of the Gemara. There's one Gemara that says, because when his mother was pregnant with him, she went past an Avodah Zarah. And Avodah Zarah, inside they were cooking something. And the pregnant woman, if she gets a Yitzhahara to eat something, it's sakana for the kid if she doesn't eat it. And she had to eat from it. And there were matter to eat. It's mutter. It's sakana nefashis for the kid. And the Gemara says that treif, that Avodah Zarah that she had to eat, that piece of flesh, whatever it was, that she had to eat, had an effect on Acha. That years later it came out and he became an apikos. The Gemara says a different maisa, that because Elisha ben Avuya's father, when he saw the fire surrounding the Talmidei Chachamim, and he asked them, Bol Yisroif is based, you came to burn my house down, he said, nay, that's the Koyach HaTorah. Eish was given, Torah was given by Eish. He said, it's the Koyach HaTorah. I want my son to be Talmid Chacham. Says the Gemara, because he didn't mean Lishmo, Mele Yotza Acha. There's another reason, says the Gemara. The Gemara asks, Acha, Mai, what happened to Acha? The Gemara's kasha is, if Acha was such a Talmud Chacham, such an Olam Gadol, how come Torah didn't, says Torah is Megina, Torah guards you, Torah is a Shmira. How come Torah didn't have a Shmira? How did he become such an Apikairus? And Torah wasn't Megan. Torah didn't guard him. So the Gemara, my Zeme Yevoni, like Posok me Pumi. Zeme Yevoni, I don't know how to say it, Zeme Yevoni is something like a love songs. Listen to Chweis, Goisha music. Omro Olav, they said on him, B'shah Shah Yahomid, the Beis HaMedrash, B'shah when he was in the Beis HaMedrash, Har Beis Sifri Minim Noishem Yecheikoi. A lot of Sifri Minim is Goisha books, Apikolsisha books, Noishem Yecheikoi, used to fall from Mondays on. That's why he went off, because he was listening to Goisha music, he was reading Goisha books. Acha, who's nichnas leparadus, you're talking about, there's no godel today that you can come to his toenails. Remeya's Rebbe, he was bigger than Remeya. Atana, nichnas leparadus like Rebbe Akiva. Rabbi Elia says all four reasons are right.
Avada,
when she walked past the Beis HaVodah Zarah and she had to eat it, was mutter. She got a bonus. It's dangerous.
That had an effect that he couldn't give up the Geisha music and he couldn't give up the Geisha books. And all four reasons together make it.
The Shlei Yishma.
But while he was learning, the Torah wasn't B'Kiddushas. While he was learning, Torah didn't have an effect on him. He could be the biggest goggle, but there was germs there. It was Moile Tevara. It had its effect. It had its effect on him that while he was learning, he couldn't give up. He couldn't give up those Geisha books. He couldn't give up the Geisha music. That, at the end of the day, Torah didn't have an effect on him. Ein lechelik leilam haba. Bas kol yetzis. Shuvu banim shevovim. Chutz me'acha. Everybody has koyach hatshuva. What happened over here? Such a big aveira. Eps, mice, yevonim, shirei agovim. Nice, chveis. Probably zem yevonis is something like yoni, chveis. Psazei gefelach. Sifrei minim noishim mecheikei. That's going to make somebody go right off. And somebody who's a Talmud Chochom noch dazu. The answer is yeah, the aveira might not be the big aveira. The damage that comes out of it is English ayah. The germs, because it's a metzias. It's a metzias. The metzias is that if I'm an odd mistakel ba'odam rosha, it has an effect on my brain and how I think. If I'm listening to Zemi Yevoni, if I'm reading a Geisha book, it has an effect that the Torah is not making a matzla. It doesn't save you from an aveira. I can go through a whole zman where Torah didn't have an effect on me. But it's been a zolba tomei mensch as I walked in. You might be a more of a Talmud Chacham, you might know more intellectually, exactly know which mesechtas they are in Shas. But nishme. Well, the zolba black the zolba schmutzige mensch. There's big aveiras. 100%. But the damage that it does to the goof, to the machshava, is English. Doesn't say you was machal Shabbos. Didn't say you went off because of faith, stopped putting on film. They didn't daven Shachris. Yeah. The Averis. But Timtum Alev, what causes Timtum Alev is Moile Tevara. These are things that are Moile Tevara, and therefore when they grow up, it'll be Mazik Beziknusai. It'll be Mazik him later on in life. Mazik means like a Mazik, a Metzius von Hezek. And then like the Oroch Shulchan says, Kukshim Echichin Oisai, when you tell them off, they give you attitude. Raiv Bonim Yatsim the Tarabas Ra. What does Tarabas Ra mean? Tarabas Ra means that they went off. Which can Yiddish mention? The cup is vergeucht. They become vergeucht. They're learning.
I hold midlay micha shmam no de nichale. Epis has to be said about it. I don't know if you know about it, but I want to say it. I want to mention it because I hold. Perhaps you will see what can come out when we mistakel ba'odam rosha. What can come out from a timtum halev? The jets.
had a big game on Asara B'Tavis. It might sound funny to you, but if you think about it on a serious note, you'll realize the churban in what we're living in. The Jets had a big game on Sunday. Nope, the Chaseres in Asara B'Tavis. Asara B'Tavis. Chazal say, the Rebbeinu Shloim says, if Klal Yisrael are not Metzayeh with me in my tzah, shtei kfel chazachin in the pasuk, kfel chazachin. Aber, mazen doch from a yidn. So what do you do about vayechal? We have to go and watch the game. Gekumen apa amerikanische verstunkene yidn. And they got a heter from some modern Orthodox Jew, they call him a rabbi, that they took the Sefer Torah to the parking lot of the Jets game. They had a shomer sit with the Sefer Torah while the game was going on, and 150 people walked in to watch the game and came out half time to daven mincha with Vayechal, and doch from a yidn we have to hear Vayechal, Kriyas HaTorah. Shumu Shumayim. Everybody's shocked. Why are you shocked? You don't think in 20 years you'll be doing the same thing? What's everybody so shocked about? Shumu Shumayim. We can numan the Sefer Torah. Umu Mavaza the Sefer Torah. Bring the Zayim by the Goyim in gas. Umachta Shayimah, which is a Sophic Lahalocha. Umestate umetanzt besimcha af asorosim aseres asorav atavis, which Chazal says from the chumra dekatanesim after Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, because nifrutzu achoymus, and the Bnei Shlalem says that there was who, I don't even want to say the pasuk, who's not mitzayeh with me. Af yoyim atanis, af yoyim where my beis hamikdash, my house. My mokim, where I was, where the shechina was. Nobody's messiah with me, noch the tzu. You're dancing with joy that the verstunkene schwarze is winning. Is it such an ave? No, aber kein Jiden ist man nicht. Das ist nicht kein jüdischer Kopf. Das ist ein Kopf, was ist gegessen, Steak von ich weiß nicht wo. Das ist ein Kopf, was sitzt bei der Television all day. Das ist ein Kopf, was der ganze Tag ist gestackelt bei Adam Roscher. Es ist ein Poschel. Der American Jury war nicht schon mit Treifers years and years. Es ist so Poschel. And everybody asks the Shaila, what happened? Not Shat, we're going to tie this on the person that did it. What happened to us that the Rebbeinu Shalom made us Nichshal? This is the Shaila. How come such a tzibur of B'nai Torah, of Torah-dikah Jews, that the Rebbeinu Shalom let them be Nichshal? The answer is Poshut. Is there anybody that stood up and made a macha in America? But the cash is not a kasher. Because we can all be in the same place in 20 years' time. Because we sat in Yeshiva and we carried on learning with the Bimim Mustakal Bodom Rosha and we Mustakal with Zemi Yavonis and we're Oichel, who knows which restaurant we're eating in Yerushalayim. It's kosher. Ooh, then was. And then you want to know why Torah is not Megan. Then we have a Geisha cup. A Geisha cup. That we take the Sefer Torah, the Torah itself. And we go and dance with the Goyim on Asara B'Tavis. That's exactly what we're doing today. We're dancing with the Torah first Seder. Oy the chesed second seder, v'rachamim night seder. We're dancing with the Torah. Yeah, I'm sitting in yeshiva. But the veila, I'm being moiled. I'm causing us a tevara because I'm not mak with what I eat, where I eat, what I listen to, who I look at, what I read. And you're not allowed to talk about it because you're a fanatic. You got to go easy with these guys. Fanatic. We're talking about Yiddishkeit. We're talking about Yiddishkeit. You say this in Yiddishkeit. Go and tell somebody in America, fashtaten, you're not allowed to smoke. Yeah. Walk into any shul, big tshuva from the Moshe Feinstein. That Ramosha is mamash helik. Tell him anything else about Ramosha, it's not negeir. But that tshuva from Ramosha, dosya. Schools, awesome. Kid smokes, he's thrown out of yeshiva. Chavos, dam mefashtet, that smoking is dangerous. A parent once called me up and said, Rabbi, I can't let my son come to your yeshiva, because I don't want to say you push smoking, but you're not against it. I said, do you want to ask you one small question? Do you have a television at home? She said, yeah. I said, did your three-year-old kid sit down a Sunday afternoon and listen to it? She said, yeah. I said, can I ask you a question? Do you really believe that smoking is more dangerous than watching television? I said, the Rebbe Shalom gave you a pikadon. He gave you a present to look after. Elokai neshama shenasata b'tahirahi. He gave you a neshama which is tahir. You're supposed to look after. He gave you a pikadon. That's what the Rebbe Shalom gave children for, that we have to look after them, that they should come through this world the same way as I gave them to you. And you, with your own hands, bring in that clean mashkes into your house and let your kid watch it. You matantam his neshama, and you say to me smoking is dangerous. The difference between you and me is smoking you believe, and ruchni is you don't believe. If you believed it, you'd say it has more germs and it's mazik more than anything else, because that's a matzias. And that's what we don't believe. We don't have emunah. We don't believe for one second that ruchnis is a metzias. We hold gashmis is a metzias. This is dangerous. It causes germs. It causes this. It causes that. Don't do this. Don't do that. Today they're coming out with a million different things that you shouldn't do, or you shouldn't be seen, or you shouldn't cause the germs. This causes cancer. This causes this. This causes that. And if the Gemara says that this is Meile Tevara, that it causes Machshavas, that we don't believe. Yeah, it's a Ruchnitz Gezach, it's a Madrega from Choshev Yidden, it's a Madrega from Tamid Echachom. We're talking about Yiddishkeit. This is Yisoid in Yiddishkeit. It's Meile, it's a Metzias. And go make a macha in America? Nobody will understand what you're talking about. What's wrong? We made a minyan, vayichal, we fasted. We fasted to make sure that they win. And if you wouldn't be sitting in this base of medish and I'd give you a akdama of a half an hour, you also wouldn't understand it. Because we're vergeist in ganzen. I don't know if you know, but the next few weeks, Shmois, Va'era, Boy, Shalach, Yisroi, Shpatzim, is called Shevavim. Shevavim is not something that's famous, perhaps you've heard what it is. In Keln, it was like another L. It was 40 days of 40 days like an L. 40 days. It's mekubal from the Arizal that it's a zman mesugel to do tshuva on Averis, which is negeya to the Bris Kodesh. And there's more siyata dishmaya in this zman than any other zman of the year. as far as these averas go. Let me read out a letter that the Shlomo Rebbe writes. The Shema Arizal. Kol ma shetimtza b'divrei harishonim. Anything that you'll find in the Rishonim, techochos ala oven, on this avera, sigufim, that we have to go through, sigufim, yisurim koshim, Gilgal Hashelek, lo niskru el misha ein amolei b'toira. It's only nageya, all these halachas, done every time, on every Hoitzah Zera, there's 80 Tanesim. It's only for somebody who's ein amolei b'toira. He doesn't harv it in learning. Aval misha teirosa umnosei, but somebody who's teira, that is his, that is umnas, that's his work, that's his whole life. The Yedea Das, the Yiras Hashem, and he knows, he has Yerushamayim, Zois hi takonose, this is his takona. This is the way he's got to go about it. Lo yachlish v'lo yizvatel miyu talmudei. He shouldn't make himself weak with Tanesim, and he shouldn't be mizvatel from learning. Ach yom echad b'shavua yisrachet mi ben adam v'yizbeidet b'ina b'in kaina. Goes into the whole halacha once a week, 1 week a day, 1 day a week. He should be mizbeidet. That's what that he brings down from the Ari. In Slonim, the Yisoida Avoida, who was a Friedrich Rebbe, made a takon. The takon in Slonim is that during Shovim they learn 5 hours without Dvorim B'Tehillim. B'li Hefsek, no Dvorim B'Tehillim. Nirali, he says, Shadovazer, who in your nifla, Tamuri de Kazakh, Hamoil, that helps Umazakh, cleans up Umachapa, and is Machapa, who may be ice in the chuva of Kapor Mu'ula. Avada, we're not on the Madrigo of 5 hours. But Epis, from going to Shah Shemaim on Friday, on Thursday, on Friday in Zichr Moshe, there's big minyanim, and they say certain slichas. Bachum used to go every year to hear of Gamliel, or the Kabbalah, and there's a Mordecai Seiris. It's a gewaldige Sach. 2 hours on Friday of davening slichas, whatever. Even fasting, a lot of people fast on once a week, drink Shavuot. Will it be mechapa? Will it not be mechapa? Forget about kapora. Will it be metahia? Will it clean up our minds? Will it clean up our guf? Efsha. 5 hours we can't do, but a first half an hour of seder that I make up my mind. There's no bittul Torah between me and my chavusa. I don't get up for a half an hour. From the beginning of Shavuot, today's the first day of Shavuot. For the next 40 days, I'm machshiv the zman hatikun. I'm breaking my body. A half an hour without bittul Torah. A half an hour of the beginning of Seder. I make up with my chavrusa. That I won't be Dvorim B'Tehillim, I won't go out for a cigarette, I won't look at my phone, I won't take a text message, I won't answer the phone. Gornisht! Half an hour! Do you know how choshev that is? Mzachech u'machapa. It cleans up the mess. It's machapa. Misha amolei b'Torah, somebody who harvests in learning, who works hard in learning, that's the biggest kapara. When you sweat it out, it'll be a kapara for the sweat that I gave out for the Avera. There's a Moira de Gavot I saw last night from Bianca Kamenetsky. And Bianca says, Was heist ha teure dicke kop? Was heist ha geusche kop? He says, person has a shaila. Shaila comes to the role, the guy's gonna go and marry. He's not a frum guy, he's a friar guy. He's gonna go and marry a frum lady, or he's gonna go marry a Yiddish lady. They're not gonna keep talis on mishpachas. Chayiv nida. Chayiv koris. Yo'evon koris. Besa efsha. Falahobm chasna. Mit a goy. And a goy is only a lav. Chatom, can issa krisis in yishdo. So what does the geisha kop answer? Chalav. Nope. Nishkefelch. Nishkefelch. Eiver deiner Kallis? Der Bianca gesagt, das ist ein geisha kop. Avada na avada tome nicht. Because the Rambam says, somebody who's boila aramis, his neshome is nipped back by the goy. Avraham Avinu stayed by Pischa Shel Gan Eden and doesn't let anybody in who's Boil Aramus, who was Pagan in the Bris Kodesh. On a Yid, actually, the Dar chance will be Chayza B'Tshuva. The Halacha, cooked as ice, Chorus, and a Lav, what's worse? Take a look in the Rambam, where the Rambam says, even though it's not from the biggest Haveras, it's only a lav, but the damage that it does, the damage that it does to the Neshama, the going out of being part of Klal Yisrael, the Zeme Yevoni, the Geisha books, the Mistakel Ba'adam Rasha, the walking down the streets. There's nothing wrong. I'm going to town. It's not a bad night. Can I say it's awesome? Tony Dredden, American Bochum, different culture. Don't be a fanatic. Of a fagoyst blight. Torah doesn't have an effect. You can go through a yeshiva 2 years, 3 years, and I promise you, there was 150 people that ended up over there in the jets, probably 20 years ago, sat in the yeshiva. Probably all of them. They sat in the yeshiva, they learned. What happened to the Torah? Fakir, we took the Torah with us. We're from people. We would rather be Boil Aramis than marry a Yid. When you laugh, Fagoish the cop, you just took yourself out of Klal Yisrael. Torah doesn't have an effect. You are Moile Tevara. To Metzias, we're not Bala Emuni, we don't believe that it's germs and it has an effect on us. I'm not even going to go into how much it has an effect of us, that it causes machlas, which are controlled by the ruchnis. That I'm not even going to talk about today. There are a lot of illnesses that happen today is b'yusaydai a ruchnis deka machl. Loy eis lachshay, now's not the time. Yemei HaShoivvim is a very important kufa. It became more famous over the last few years, but the tzaddikim Shovvim was like another El. They used to fast and learn and be Pirish and Gansom from Leilam Hazar. Little can we do to have that Siyata Dishmaya. I'll finish off with the Gemara. The Gemara says that when it may some bomb, says the Gemara, Odom Matame Atzmi Ma'at Lamato Matamim Oisom Milamala. Somebody who lets himself become Tomei in this world is Milamala. The Rebbe Yisrael sends a hashpo that you can become even more Tomei. Let me read out the Gemara from Mordechai Rashi.
An Aveira is metamtem the level of a person. Says Rashi, Meridika Rashi, Minichim Oisali Tame Harba. They don't push it on to you, they let you go ahead with it. Abba Geba Kuk, what the Gemara says. Ton Rabbanu is Kadishtem Yisem Kadoshim, Odom Makadish Asme Miat, Makadshim Oise Harba, Milamato. Makadshim Oise Milamala, Boilam Hazem Makadshim Oise Milamala, says Rashi. That's the difference. By Kedusha, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'll help you. By Tuma, doesn't say I'm going to make you more Tomei. He says, they leave him. You wanted to be a bit Tomei? Okay, I'll leave you alone. Do what you want. Get whatever you want. By Kedusha, it's even better. By Kedusha, you be Makadish yourself, Ma'at, is Messiah Noisoi. Habola time Messiah B'Shad, your Rebbeinu Shel Olam sends more Kedusha, he's Adrabi, he goes in a positive way to give you Siyata Dishmaya to be Makadish. Now there's a special Hashra of Kedusha that we can chap around during Shoivavim. Habola time Ma'at, Odom Makadish Atzmi Ma'at. Give up half an hour, give up an hour. Give up going, give up epos, vos, something during the next 40 days. Mekadish oisei ma'at is mekadshim oisei milamala harbe. The Rebbe Yisrael sends a tremendous amount of siyata dishmaya that you can get become more kodesh. It's adarab, it's 10 times more than the tumma. Tumma, he just lets you. Here he goes out of his way. You put in a bit of time for me. You're going out of your way to clean up the mess. Says Rebbe Yisrael, I'll be Mekadosh Eisem Milamala. I'll send a Hashra of Kedusha more than you deserve because you started off. Rebbe Yisrael should give us the Siyata Dishmaya that Mekadosh Eisem Milamata, Yekadosh Eisem Milamala.